And I do hope I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Iran.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning, Nativ.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you doing this
Thank
morning?
God, good. Everything is good. So we're on air. Beautiful.
Yeah, we are. Everything is working. Actually, at the beginning, not everything was working, but we fixed it right away.
Okay, there you go. If there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, that's it.
Very nice. So we had a good week. Hopefully everyone had a good week, even though there were some
terrible
things that happened last week in Quebec City.
Yeah.
Which obviously we as Canadians and Windsorites, we stand together with them and condemn any act of violence in any form or shape or in any way. And it was actually very nice because there were vigils held in Windsor on Wednesday. There was Tuesday. There's one vigil that was held at Hotel du Prince Hospital, which I was there, and I led a prayer service with the imam from the Windsor Mosque. Incredible, really, really nice guy. Imam Mohammed, I don't know his last name, as well as Father Larry, a Christian priest. And, you know, we were expecting a very, very small crowd, but we did it in the gym, and there must have been over 200 people there of the medical workers, which all took their time and to be able to come and show solidarity, which was really, really nice, as well as at the City Hall. It was also nice. I think there was, over 300-something people or so standing outside in the cold. That was, that's what, you know, it's unfortunate that this is what brings the community together, is these bad times. You know, we should try and make the effort that we come together when there's good times, too.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But at least we're, you know, coming together as Canadians and showing our support to, doesn't make a difference, religion, faith, or that type of thing. The fact is that it was a house of worship, a house that inspires people to come closer to God, and that's the end of the story, and we need to condemn that. But, you know, it's interesting, in this week's Torah portion, we read the last three of the 10 plagues. Locust, darkness, and the death of the firstborn. And obviously we see that eventually Pharaoh says, okay, get out, enough. I don't want you here anymore. You're doing too much, too many problems. Now, you know, a few days prior to Egypt being struck with the mighty 10th plague, God gave the Jewish people instructions, obviously through Moses, through Moshe, to prepare for the imminent redemption. They were to prepare a lamb that would be slaughtered on the 14th day of Nisan, and at night they were to partake of a festive meal as a prelude to their redemption. This is when we have, you know, Passover the next day, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Now God specified that what was to be eaten with the lamb, what was going to be eaten with the lamb's meat, and how the meat should be prepared. Now, he also forbid certain methods of preparation. So, for example, it says, do not eat the undone or cooked in water, but only roasted by fire. And that's how he tells us to prepare. You know, every time I think about it and I read it, I always wonder, why does God insist that the meat should be roasted? You know, human palates are very different. What is delicious to one is not good at all for the other. What one likes, the other hates. And since with this meal the Jews celebrated their freedom, why not allow the Jews, the participants, freedom to eat the meat according to their liking, the way that they like it? Now, some people like a medium rare, well done, whatever it may be. Everyone has different styles. Why is it that God is telling them, no, it has to be roasted? And in fact, the Torah says regarding the parts of the animal, the Kohen received from the offering, I have given them to you for greatness, is what it says in the verse. And the Gemara, the Talmud says that they may be eaten roasted, stewed, boiled, in any manner which the priest, a king, for example, prefers. And since a king eating, he eats primarily in a tasty manner he prefers, the Kohen too may eat the offering roasted, overcooked, or cooked, however he wants. So why is it that in regard with the Pesach offering, God insisted that it only be eaten roasted? And it always bothered me, this question. You know, and I would search for an answer, and I came across something that was very, very interesting. That partially raw and fully cooked meat hardly have an aroma. They don't smell.
Yeah.
Roasted meat, however, can be smelled a mile away at a distance. Now, the Jews slaved in Egypt for many years and were petrified of their Egyptian masters. And God commands to offer sheep, the animal worshipped by the Egyptians. Not a cow and not something else, a sheep, their god. And he as a Pesach offering. And they got very scared. So in order not to arouse the wrath of the Egyptians, they were going to eat it, you know, partially raw, cooked, hoping that the Egyptians would not notice it, because there wasn't a smell, right?
Yeah.
So consequently, God told Moses to tell the people, enough is enough. Stop walking with your heads bowed down. Lift them up and be proud of the fact that you are Jews and you are going to be a free people. Roast the sacrifice on fire. Let the aroma be smelled from one end of Egypt to the other, as the Pasuk says, and let the entire country know that you're proudly worshiping your God. So God's message to the Jewish people was that freedom of religion means that you can practice your religious beliefs freely and no one can stop you. However, if a person is embarrassed to openly declare his religious convictions or publicly practice them, he is not really free. He is, unfortunately, in a self-imposed exile and suffering from self-made religious oppression. And if you think about it, even in our free country of Canada, there's still, unfortunately, people who are still ashamed and who still attempt to conceal their Jewish identity, whether it be on campus, university, whether it be in business, or in company of others. Some are ashamed to show it, and some are ashamed to even show that they're Torah observant in whatever way. Fortunately, if you think about it, things have changed. And I think people are starting to realize there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, today I meet so many different people in every field of business and profession who proudly make it known that they are Jews. Not in just in theory, but in practice. And some tell me, no, I'm a Jew at heart. That's okay. These people are experiencing the freedom of religion at the fullest measure. And so therefore, God was telling the Jews, yes, you want to eat it raw and uncooked so you're not going to be found by the Egyptians? That's not freedom. Roast it. Be proud. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I told people that, you know, for example, at the vigil, I said, there is no place in Canada for people saying, I'm going to hate you because you're this type of religion. I'm going to be a proud Jew. He's going to be a proud Muslim. She's going to be a proud Christian. And that's what it is all about. It's like a rainbow. Every single one has a different color. We offer a different, unique perspective on life. We offer a different color. Only when they are together can we really truly see the essence, the light of the rainbow. And I think that's what God was teaching us in this Torah portion. I think that's what we have to remember as Jews, as part of a free society, and as being Canadians. We're lucky to be able to practice Judaism in a roasted way, that people should smell it, and we should be proud, and there's nothing to hide. And I think that is something, such an important lesson and message that we can learn, from this week's Torah portion.
It's definitely one.
Absolutely. So we have Friday evening services. This week is 5:30. Shabbat morning is 9:30. And Sunday is 8:15 in the morning, followed by breakfast. And Thursday and Monday, so Monday and Thursday are at 7:15 in the JCC Connected, the Paris House. So it's a good way to start the day. So everyone should be have a great week, a week full of light and happiness.
And peace.
And peace, absolutely.
Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom and thank you for the interview and God willing.
We'll talk next week.
That's
Shabbat it. Shalom, Ilan. Have a great week, Nativ.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.